Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to today's Tuesday edition of Q&A. Got a really interesting one for you today because we are talking one of my favorite topics, entertainment. There's a wonderful show, a classic Broadway show, coming to the Prescott Center for the Arts as part of their summer youth theater. It is Kiss Me, Kate, directed by our old friend Scott Neese, and starring, among other actors, Judah Neese and Josh Miranda, who will join us to talk about Kiss Me, Kate. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to three musicians well known to people here in Northern Arizona, our buddy Drew Hall, as well as fellow guitar master Anton Teschner, and the legendary drummer Gigi Gonaway, who spent years on tour with Mariah Carey and has played behind several other big stars in a wonderful career. Hey, if you love blues music, how about some classic badass blues coming your way every day online at Prescott.com? If you're following baseball, as you know, the Diamondbacks are off until Friday when they go to St. Louis to visit their old buddy, Paul Goldschmidt. In the meantime, they are off today and tomorrow and Thursday, even though Ketel Marte will start in the All-Star game tonight in Cleveland. The Tuesday Night Classics resume tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona with the James Dean, Sal Mineo, Natalie Wood, James Backus Classic, Rebel Without a Cause. And I'll have some really interesting trivia about that movie coming up later in this show. Tomorrow night at the Prescott Elks Theater, they're resuming Labyrinth. That showed at the Prescott, Harkins Theater, I'm sorry, last Tuesday in Prescott Valley. Labyrinth will screen again tomorrow night at the Prescott Elks Theater at 7 o'clock. Well, stay tuned because in just a moment, we are going to talk with Josh Miranda and Judah Neese from Kiss Me, Kate on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com. And thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 207. Always fun to talk about productions coming to the Prescott Center for the Arts. It's a classic. This is part of the PCA Summer Youth Theater, and we have here Josh Miranda and Judah Neese. Identify yourselves.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be here.
Hi, good afternoon.
And it's great to be part of this show because I just happen to know Scott Neese. Do either of you know him?
I'm his kid.
So going through this at home, don't
just
you?
Just a little bit.
Does he put you through your paces at home, too? Scott,
you
I know you're listening,
that.
So go ahead.
Yes. You could yes. say that. It was interesting because we finished rehearsal last night, mm-hmm. and I was like,
oh, you thought you finished
rehearsal. Yeah, uh-huh. And I was like, you have notes for me? And he goes, yeah, we'll talk about it in the car.
We'll talk about it in the car. And Josh, tell us about your background in musical theater.
My background in musical theater, it's actually quite a short one. I started off here. My first production was It's a Wonderful Life in 2016 with the Yavapai College.
That was your first show?
That was my first show, yeah.
Boy, talk about tackling an icon right out of the gate. Holy smokes.
It was a lot of fun. Craig Ralston and the rest of the faculty college really promoted getting people into there, and I had a lot of fun, and it kind of just woke up my love for doing productions and singing, acting, dancing, and mm-hmm. just how working with such talented people all the time, especially in this town.
And Josh, of course, It's a Wonderful Life. The movie came out in 1946, mm-hmm. and Judah, you guys are doing a show, Kiss Me, Kate, that came out, oh my goodness, I want to say the mid
48.
To late 40, 1948,
yeah.
And there's a lot of music in there that echoes that era.
Absolutely.
What is it like for you to be doing music that's 70 years old but is still melodic and beautiful?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so actually what I love about this show the most is that Cole Porter is such an incredible writer.
Yeah.
That everything is so classic. It just seems like it all fits, even though we're doing technically two different shows. There's the offstage show and the onstage show. Mm-hmm. But it all makes sense, and there's wonderful melodies that come so far into Act Two, which sometimes writers don't do that. They'll just do reprises of songs so it makes you all happy and whatever. But mm-hmm. they introduce new melodies like close to 10 minutes at the end of the show, and it's just such an interesting and fun show to do.
Mm-hmm. Are there any instances like in a libretto where the lyrics of the music are pretty much aligned with the dialogue of the show, where they explain the dialogue?
Oh, yeah. I think in this show, that helps with the Shakespeare, the onstage mm-hmm. show.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, instead of giving her the monologue that's in the original Shakespeare text, mm-hmm. they instead wrote a song called I Hate Men for Catherine, and it just continues the story.
It fits right in with the Me Too
movement. It really does. It does. And
I get looks every time she sings that song.
Yeah. Oh, he's right off stage, so I look straight at him.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And they took some of the straight Shakespeare, and they just created melodies to it, especially a bunch of the stuff that Fred has, that Josh has.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really interesting. And it's really interesting to see that there are some numbers that don't pertain at all to what is happening on stage,
sure.
but they're just fun. There's a duet in Act 1, and the beginning of Act 2 is just a too darn hot number that's there to make the dancers look good. That's really all it's there for. So.
And what's really funny about it, Josh, since you have a background with the old theater mm-hmm. presentations like It's a Wonderful Life, a lot of people, our older listeners in this group, will recognize the legendary Broadway names Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontanne, mm-hmm. and I understand that Kiss Me, Kate has its roots in their bickering. You take that and you combine it, of course, with, as Judah was saying, Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, and suddenly you have Kiss Me, Kate. So, Josh, tell us about what your character, who your character is, and about your character.
I will be playing Fred Graham. I am the... We are putting on a show that is an adaptation of Taming of the Shrew in a musical form. I am the director, producer, and also the star, and playing alongside my ex-wife, Miss Vanessa.
Oh, I can imagine the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Judah, tell us about your character.
So my character's name is Lily Vanessa. She actually stopped doing theater-y stuff when she divorced Fred, and she moved over to Hollywood, and now she's back playing opposite him. For a number of reasons, but one of them being that they're both still very much in love with each other.
Yeah.
They just, neither of them want to admit it, so they bicker instead. That's what they do.
They both, because they both have theater backgrounds, they have strong feelings about the way to do things, don't they?
We're both very dramatic people. I say we're both very prideful, even.
Sure.
And we share this love for theater. Something I really love about the character Fred Graham is that he has so much pride. I think it's healthy pride. He's in love with his acting and his and theater and doing everything. Parts in the show mention that he's done things for nearly dirt cheap or for no pay at all just because he loves doing it and puts.
Sounds like almost every actor's backstory.
Exactly.
We're doing community theater.
Yeah,
yes.
You are.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, believe me, that happens in the real world in Hollywood too. You wouldn't believe how some of those people scrape and starve. Tell us about the music in Kiss Me, Kate. Now, you're not singing a cappella, are you? Where's the musical backdrop come from?
So we actually have a live pit. Most of them are students. They're really, really wonderful.
You have a live band?
We have a live band. There's 11 members. And we fit them in the green room, actually, right off stage. Yeah, the stage at PCA is very small. So actually, what our fantastic director—not that I'm biased at all—no,
one
of the things that our fantastic director did was the last couple of years, he's found inventive ways to put a live band. So 2 years ago, he actually put them in the back of the stage in that little round section. Yeah. Last year, he put them in the green room. So we mic them, and there's a monitor back there, and they can hear us, but actually there are actors passing through band members and things that are happening. Yeah.
So your blocking is really important, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very much so.
You know, at the Oscars a couple of years ago when Jimmy Kimmel was hosting, they had the live orchestra under the stage.
Yeah.
Imagine that. So I imagine your timing has to be really, really tight with this, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, yes, it really does. One thing I love about having a live group perform is that unlike with the track, you have freedom to talk to the band and talk to the conductor about timing and everything, things you want to add or with tempos and things where you can really put more acting choices and customizations into the beat to help the audience understand what you're trying to do.
And there's a number of acting choices that can be made with characters that can't necessarily be fixated upon with a track. So when you have when you have a live band, you're able to, as an actor, do better with the way that you want to play the character.
Now, this is going to be at the main stage, right?
Yes,
on Marina
sir.
Street. Have either of you ever done a show yet at Stage 2, the little black box theater?
No, I wish I could.
How about you, Josh?
I've watched one show that was actually Fat Pig.
I saw that too.
Yeah, a year ago. It was a wonderful production. This is actually my first show at PCA.
How nice. Yeah. How nice.
The reason I asked...
Yeah, the reason I wanted to ask if you had done that was the difference between doing a main stage production where there's a clear separation versus the little black box Greenwich-style type theater where you are a foot away from people's feet.
Yeah.
That can really make a difference in the way you approach a role. And we're going to talk more about Kiss Me, Kate coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. More coming up with Judah and Josh in a moment.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperort, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperort of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for all your air conditioning and plumbing needs. Serving Central and Northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat with a visit from one of Gettles' knowledgeable technicians. Offering air conditioning and plumbing repair service. Call Gettles at 772-2751 or go online to GettlesHDM.com.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
How can you save hundreds of dollars right now?
By having Findlay Toyota Prescott pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
Buy any new Toyota through the end of July, and Findlay Toyota Prescott will pay your city sales tax.
No conditions.
Everyone qualifies.
Stop in and register to win an amazing $4,000 dream vacation. No purchase necessary.
A four-night Ireland getaway for two, including resort and airfare.
Or a five-night Disney Caribbean cruise for four, including airfare to the port.
Or a six-night Atlantis Bahamas getaway for two, including airfare.
Browse our full inventory at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys,
we'll take care of paying your city sales tax.
And get you registered to win an amazing dream vacation.
Is this incredible or what?
Drawing to be held July 31st.
Thank you for making Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier's back-to-back top dealership 2 years in a row.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $4.95 dock fees.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 218 with Judah Neese and Josh Miranda. Those aren't just stage names, are they?
No, they're not.
Because we're talking about Kiss Me Kate coming to the Prescott Center for the Arts. Presentations are July 12th, 13th, 19th and 20th at 7:30, and matinees on July 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st at 2 p.m. Adults only $15, youth $10. You can call 445-3286 or go online to pca-az.net. This program is presented by and directed by Scott Neese, our old friend who has done shows all over the place, including, of course, Yavapai College, the PCA. He's done shows all around the Southwest. We appreciate Scott's talent. So let me ask you this, Judah. Growing up in a musical family, mm-hmm. and I always ask performers this, especially musicians, tell me what kind of music you heard in the home growing up.
Oh, my goodness. Because it's such a musical family, mm-hmm. I was able to find an appreciation with lots of different types of music, mm-hmm. but I definitely grew up with musical theater as kind of our background sure. in my house, mm-hmm. which is really, 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 really wonderful and yeah. very invaluable to the way that I want to spend the rest of my life. So, yeah.
Josh, yeah. how about you?
Growing up, my family was, I would consider it just basic, whatever family music would grow up with. Mm-hmm. My dad was really into 80s rock, my mom into 80s mm-hmm. pop, but my mom was also really into old 40s, 50s crooners, and aww. They raised me on a bunch of those old classics. Yeah,
yeah.
So going into all these 40s period shows, it's actually really nice, and it feels comfortable. So.
How neat. See, when I grew up, my mom and dad used to always play records from the old Broadway musicals, mm-hmm. like South Pacific, Oklahoma, stuff like that. That explains why when I was born, the doctor delivered me and then held fingers to my heart to feel my heartbeat, and the doctor counted down 1, 2, 3, 4, and I went 5, 6, 7. But no, that can be fun because you learn the classics right away that way, don't you?
Absolutely.
And isn't it funny how songs that came out in shows 60, 70 years ago are still gorgeous to perform today.
Oh, yeah.
And what's really funny is if you belong to any kind of a music club, be it Spotify, be it iTunes, whatever, you're seeing mostly modern music. But when I was a kid growing up, what passed for pop music was mostly Broadway show tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watched, as our listeners know, if you watched the old TV variety shows, almost all the songs performed were from the Broadway shows because that's what was called pop music before rock finally took the world by storm. And, of course, you know, rap and everything else has kind of passed that by. But let me ask, on your own personal iPod, what songs, what performers are on there?
Lots of Broadway performers.
Really?
I know. I listen to a lot of music, but definitely like Audra McDonald and Kelly O'Hara and Kristen Chenoweth.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Audra McDonald live. She's absolutely incredible. And Broadway cast recordings of shows, really, really, that's what it is. On repeat, a lot of.
Yeah. Josh, I understand you are doing some of the choreographing in this show, is that correct?
He is.
Yes, I actually got asked to be the dance captain for this production as well, yeah.
Now, what kind of background do you have in dance yourself?
In dance, I, up until my first show at Yavapai College, I actually didn't pursue any dancing or anything. I just kind of found out that I am in tune with my body. I used to play sports, and I take directions very well, which is something feedback I got.
Makes some teacher's pet, too, but that's
okay. Oh, yes, of course.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I kind of just felt, like I said, I fell in love with singing, acting, and dancing, so I really just fell into what the choreographers are teaching me in every show I've done. This past year at ASU, I finally took it on to take some dance classes and all things like that, and I was just, I found myself here with these the people I'm working with my wonderful, talented cast. Just helping them with these with fine tuning and cleaning all these moves that our wonderful choreographers Pam and Stefan have been coming up for us. And I don't know, it's just something I really love doing.
We as leads were absolutely crazy in that we were like, we're not in any of the dance numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He decided he was going to be the dance captain and I'm costuming the show.
So
on top of being the leads, like crazy people, we signed up for many more hours
sure.
of work. So I'm exceptionally proud of him because the dances look wonderful.
That's great. Tell me what it's like to work with somebody who might be a first-time dancer in a show and you've got to, I mean, you see those little kinks and stuff have to be worked out. Mm-hmm. What do you do with them? How do you do this?
I think it's really just a process of communication and being very open with being able to tell them exactly what I see and what perhaps they think they're doing, and trying to whether it's like physically moving them into that position or trying to find a way that they can understand what I'm trying to help them with and all that stuff. And it's also just like, I think it really helps that I'm also someone that didn't grow up doing dance since I was like 4 or 5. It helps. I kind of know what the feeling is to not know exactly what the terminology is for a lot of these dance concepts, and working with them around that. So it's been really fun to work with these people.
Well, it sounds like just an absolutely wonderful show. Once again, it starts on the 12th, which is Thursday, correct?
Yeah, Friday.
Friday starts Friday. That'll be two weekends of shows, the 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th at 7:30, the 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st at 2 p.m. Get your tickets by calling 445-3286 or going online to pca-az.net to see Kiss Me, Kate, and say hello to Josh and Judah and your dad, Scott, of course, when you get there. It's great to have you guys on the show. Thank you so much for coming in. Stay tuned because we're going to take a news and weather break and then talk to three musicians who have made their name in Northern Arizona. One of them made their name with a bunch of superstars. That's coming up very shortly on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This July comes a giveaway so epic, it requires an epic movie trailer announcer to explain it. Let's be clear, though. It's not a movie. With the Arizona Lottery's Beat the Heat giveaway, enter eligible tickets into weekly drawings for a chance to win $1,000 times the highest weekly temperature. A high temp of 110 could put $110,000 in your pocket. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Again, epic giveaway, not a movie.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Experience unparalleled beauty as you soar through the sky above Sedona. Guidance Air will take you on a breathtaking helicopter tour over the beautiful red rock formations of the Grand Canyon, Secret Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend. Want something a little more cozy? Enjoy an exclusive private couples tour, which includes a romantic sunset flight and dinner at the award-winning Mesa Grill. Their professionals and experienced staff will help you fulfill a definite bucket list item and is the number one outdoor activity in Sedona by TripAdvisor. For more information, visit GuidanceAir.com or call 351-1000.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 9th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Beware, Social Security scams are still making the rounds.
Better Business Bureau officials say there are several versions of these scams. In one, the caller claims your Social Security number has been linked to a crime or suspicious activity. This often involves putting money on gift cards, which means the money is gone. If you've received a call from someone claiming to be from the Social Security Administration, hang up and call 1-800-772-1213. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies arrest one of their own for assault.
Detention officer Anthony Newen was arrested for using excessive force on an inmate. According to MCSO, the 48-year-old guard used a taser on the inmate with no justification, and he's going to be fired. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Continued extreme fire danger conditions with sunny, dry, breezy highs near 87 today, 92 Wednesday through Friday, a 20% chance for brief storms Thursday afternoon. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, cooling after bedtime tonight to a breezy 59 with clear skies. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a breezy, sunny high near 99 today, 101 to 104 tomorrow through Friday, with the same chance for Thursday lunchtime rain, an overnight low around 62. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:31. There's a wonderful event coming up on the 27th at the Prescott Elks Theater. We have four of the people here, the fourth one coming up in about 10 minutes, who will be on stage for that wonderful concert. We have in the studio Drew Hall, Anton Teschner, and who is this guy on the phone?
My name is Malin Hawk. I'm the one of the four members of Sumatosius.
You are the Emmy Award-winning bassist for Sumatosius. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
That's great. Hey, Malin, tell us about some of your work with bands like Steely Dan and the Cars and your studio work.
Well, first of all, I began working and performing in Los Angeles probably right around 1970, 71. I was working with many popular L.A.-based bands that were pretty regular in Southern California circuit. So quickly I became noted as somebody who can come in and record something, and I quickly got into filming, playing bass for film scores and on different CDs with different various artists, and such artists as Oscar Seton, which is a drummer extraordinaire that worked with Boss Gags. And I found him with working with George Benson, Ellie Easton of the Cars, Bernard Purdy, and Skunk Baxter of Steely Dan, Johnny Vatos, various members of the group from Oingo Boingo, the percussion team for Ruben Blades, horn section of Tim Weisberg, and Tower of Power, Mike Thompson of the Eagles, and the list goes on. Of the members of the people that I've actually worked with in my lifetime, and recorded quite a bit, performed with a lot of people on stage.
Correct me, isn't it, Danny? You mentioned Oingo Boingo. Isn't it amazing how many film scores Danny Elfman has done?
Oh, Danny Elfman is just an incredible, incredible writer, and I would say that he's put together throughout the years some really wonderful musicians that I have had the honor and pleasure of working with. As well, so if I've been able to fit in whenever I can, whenever Johnny Vatos couldn't make it, or Johnny Avila couldn't make it, I would be called by Johnny Vatos to come in and tighten it up.
Boy, that's great stuff. In fact, speaking of great musicians, we have two sitting alongside here. We have Anton Teschner and Drew Hall. They'll be joining you on the stage of the Prescott Elks Theater on Saturday the 27th. Anton, what have you been up to?
Well, I just have my day job. We're working and getting ready for the show,
mm-hmm.
practicing a lot, gigging a lot.
Tell me about when you first picked up a guitar. How old were you?
I was probably about 6 or 7. We
really?
Had a guitar kind of floating around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much taught myself chords,
mm-hmm.
how to play. And my dad played a tiny bit, so the guitar up until then got mostly ignored.
And once you learned how to play the guitar, who did you want to be?
Ooh, boy. Okay. At that young age, I have no clue. I just loved playing the guitar.
Isn't that
cool? The
way
it sounded, and would just listen to myself play it. I just loved the sound of it. As I got older, you kind of get introduced to more players and more sophisticated players.
Sure.
So Paco de Lucia comes to mind. There was a lot of old Spanish folk music and music out of Mexico that my uncles would play, and I loved listening to all of that.
Malin, when you first picked up the bass, who did you want to be?
Well, that's a good question because, incidentally, my wife asked me that question last night. I would say probably maybe Paul McCartney, because that was a big influence for me.
Uh-huh.
But I've had so many really great influences in my life. I would say, from Led Zeppelin, John Paul Jones was a great influence. I loved the way he moved around the bass, and he had prior knowledge to other instruments as well, which led me to learn some more about the other instruments that taught me more about my theory. But yeah, Paul McCartney was one of the most melodic bass players out there, playing stuff like, if you hear him play on Little Help from My Friends, that is just an incredible bass line.
And Drew Hall, of course, is here with us also. Drew, tell us how you and Anton and Malin and Gigi all got together for all this.
Well, Anton and I have been playing as a duo since forever. You know, 2004 is when we started our duo, but we've been playing music together since 1999 in one capacity or another. And we had an album out as a duo, and we were going to do a CD release show. And I'd been working with Gigi with Walt Richardson, and I said, hey, you want to play drums on this show? We want to make the show special, you know? And I said, and we really need a bass player. Mm-hmm. And Malin's heard this story 1,000 times, but, it, you know, we should say it again. Gigi said, call Malin Hawk very clearly, like, this is the guy, this is your guy to call. And I called Malin kind of out of the blue and said, hey, you want to do a gig in 6 months? And, you know,
yeah,
the rest is history. You know?
How cool. Hey, Malin, I have to bounce this off of you. I saw an interview a couple of years ago with Peter Frampton, and he was taking the reporter through his home, and he was pointing to all of his gold records and things like this. And they talked about the infamous Rolling Stone cover, where he posed shirtless kind of as a boy toy. And he wanted to get away from that. And he pointed out to the reporter, if you are a, quote, pop star and pinup figure, your career will last about a year and a half. But if you are a respected musician, you will play forever. True?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, there's short buck, long buck, you know? So maybe short buck was take off your shirt and pose while you still have it. I don't think you can get away with that these days.
But, no, Peter certainly couldn't these days. Yeah, it wouldn't sell very well.
But I certainly don't think that was what probably maybe took a bite out of his career, you know. But the thing is, I've always loved Peter Frampton, and for me, it comes both ways, you know. I've been a studio musician behind the scenes for a very, very long time, and a freelance player. So for me, it's sort of like, you know, just staying out of the way of anything like that. When I get home, you know, I feel like I could eat a dinner and walk the streets and be just fine. So there's something to be said about that. And the older you get, the neater that becomes. So I don't know.
And I'll ask you a question I ask every musician. Is it even possible for you to hear a new song that you like and not think, I have to play that song? Just enjoy the song for what it is?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I enjoy music. I enjoy other people's work. I really thoroughly like to listen to how others execute a song. I really enjoyed when I first got together with Anton and Drew. It was really refreshing. It was really, really cool to actually play the music that they play. These guys do it very, very, very well, as you already know. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Gigi that I got together with everybody. So yeah, this is a breath of fresh air for a lot of reasons. And I always look for the unusual. I'm actually recorded on a lot of very unusual stuff that's out there. If you remember a program called True Blood, there was a last episode on it called Poor Poor Genie, and I recorded that 10 years ago or even longer. And I remember getting paid for it, walking out of the session and thinking, wow, what a weird tune that was. But, you know, but there it is. You know, here I'm listening to, watching I got hooked on that program. Sorry, guys. But anyway, I got hooked on that.
A lot of people got hooked on that program.
Yeah, but still, nevertheless, I'm sitting here listening to this thing going, wow, that's me playing bass on that thing. So, you know, it was just unusual stuff. But I really dig these guys and what we're going to be doing here. So it's going to be a great show.
And we look forward to it. That'll be coming up on the 27th, a Saturday night at the Prescott Elks Theater.
Absolutely.
Malin, we thank you for joining us. We're expecting a call in from Gigi any second now. And I'm not real familiar with handling two lines on this board. So when I take Gigi's call, I may inadvertently cut you off, just so you're aware of that.
That would be okay. You know what? My best to everyone out there. Love you all. Thank you very much for supporting us.
You bet. It's great talking to you. Thanks for joining us, Malin.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
You
bye,
bet.
Guys.
That's Malin Hall. He'll be joining Anton, Gigi, and Drew on the stage at the Prescott Elks Theater. So, Anton, tell us about some of your favorite moments as a guitar player. Do you play any other instruments, by the way?
I do play sax, but I haven't played in a while because I was sick. And I'm still, my chest is still recovering from open heart surgery.
We'll forgive you that.
And I'm procrastinating because I know how much hard work it's going to be to get back.
Yeah.
To where I was.
Let me see if this is the second call. Oh, there's the second call. And might this just be Gigi Gunaway? Hello.
Hello, Gigi.
Oh, there we go. Is this Gigi?
Yes.
Now we got you. Hey, great. This is the first time I've handled the second line on this show, so thanks for calling in, Gigi. We came in through loud and clear. Gigi Gunaway is on the line. You'll be joining Anton and Drew on the stage at the Prescott Elks Theater this Saturday, or on the 27th, I understand.
Yes, the 27th. Yes, sir.
Now, what everybody who first gets to know you is going to ask you, tell us what it's like to be touring with Mariah Carey and performing with other icons of the music industry.
Well, that whole part of my life was quite amazing. It was really a great time. I did it for many, many years and played around the world, and it was just an incredible experience with great musicians that I played with, and she's a tremendous artist as well, so I can't say anything but positive, great things about it all. It was a great experience.
What is it like to be traveling for months at a time where, for a large part of your life, all you're seeing every day is hotel rooms and bright lights leading you to and off the stage?
Yeah, we were pretty lucky. Our tour was pretty amazing. We had we would be gone for about maybe 60 to 90 days at a run, and then we'd come home for about 30 days as well. But we were lucky. We got to do about two to three shows a week. So we had time to kind of see where we were, to kind of get into the local culture, to kind of really understand the different places and countries and people that we were meeting. So it was really a very unique experience. We got to travel. I feel like I got to travel with a lot of my best friends for many years just seeing the world. Really unique.
Boy, if you're going to go on tour, that's the way to do it, to enjoy where you're going. So tell me about when you were I've got Drew and Anton here in the studio, and we were talking about how they first picked up a guitar. How did you first pick up the drums? What attracted you to that, and how old were you?
Well, I started playing guitar, funny enough. First, that was my first instrument, and I played guitar for a little bit. I enjoyed it. Yeah, and then a really large family, a military family, lived next door to me in Sacramento, California. And they had a lot of sons and daughters that I played with and I were friends with. And then one day my mom said they all moved away, and the dad was a musician, right? So one day my mom said, well, they all moved away, but Mr. Smith, his name was Armand Smith, left something for you in the garage. So I was like, oh, wow, cool. And we all played pool, so I thought he must have left me a nice pool stick or something cool like that, right? So I opened the garage, and he left me his drum set. Because he kind of saw me messing around with the drums, and I think he saw something in me, and he was just kind and generous and gracious enough to leave this whole little drum set. And that sparked an interest, and I just started getting instruction, and from there on, it just went like wildfire. I really loved it.
The reason I ask you that, that's a fabulous story, by the way. The reason I ask you that is I interviewed a local drummer a couple of years ago, and I asked him about how he got started. And he said when he was a little kid, his favorite TV show was the Flintstones, and he wanted to be Bam Bam.
That's funny. Wow.
I've got Anton Teschner and Drew Hall here with us. They'll be on the stage with you at the Elk Cedar. You guys want to say hello to Gigi?
Hey, Gigi.
Hello there.
Hey, Gigi.
Hi.
Hey,
dude.
Hey, how do you find a sync with the other musicians on stage the first time you play? How do you know when it's clicking?
Well, it's kind of like an unspoken kind of way of communicating, and they'll talk more about it as well. But you kind of really understand what people play, how they play, where the space is, where they don't play. That's like an important thing to kind of really understand about each other, musician-wise. Mm-hmm. And you kind of look at styles and feels, and it kind of blossoms from there. Those guys have a lot to say about it as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Anton?
Well, between Drew and I, we've been playing so long together that process, you know, can happen in a microsecond when we're playing with each other. He knows what I'm going to play. I know what he's going to play. You know, we've been intertwining our music for so long that just kind of it becomes a second nature kind of thing between us. And then you get somebody like Gigi and Malin, and they just fit right in. They, you know, they know how to do that, how to adjust, how to be with you musically. So that's the little spark that I discovered with playing with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Drew?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, just Anton and I playing together for so long, it's such a comfortable thing from thousands and thousands of gigs. And, you know, bringing Gigi in and from playing with Walt Richardson with him and just loving his playing, and it just fit right in so well. And then we bring Malin in, and, you know, all these guys are amazing musicians. I'm very fortunate to play with all of them, and they it's easy. It's easy to connect, you know.
And Gigi, you've played with some of the biggest names in the business. How did you get that first big break?
I was really, really lucky and blessed. I lived in Northern California, in a little area called Marin County. Mm-hmm. And in Marin County, there are just all these really great musicians that kind of came from there, that grew up there, that played around there. And I met a really amazing mentor slash best friend slash great producer slash great drummer that kind of saw something in me and invited me to come to the studio. And he taught me basically how to produce and what the studio involved and what playing with different artists involved. And that's who I did like a lot of the major records with. His name is Nardo Michael Walden. And he's an incredible fusion band back in the day called Mahavishnu Orchestra. And he was a great, great, great mentor, great friend, and a great drummer that really took me under his wing and taught me everything as far as studio stuff went, as far as recording went. I kind of had done stuff before, but I just really learned a lot with him. We did a lot of great records together. And sometimes he you know, played a lot of drums, and I played percussion, and sometimes I would play drums. And mm-hmm. So it was just a really great relationship back and forth. It was really great.
Because you've been with so many great bands, I have to ask you this. Last year, I interviewed the Hall of Fame songwriter J.D. Souther, who, of course, wrote so many hits for the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, people like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And J.D.'s voice, I always thought, was perfect for the Eagles. So I asked him during the interview, how come you never joined the Eagles or another band? And he said, no, I could never be part of a band. I speak my mind too much. And does that sound familiar, since the band is together almost like a baseball team for months and months together, everywhere together?
Yes, yes. That's a lot of the stuff that's, like, being in bands is kind of hard because you're in such a close quarters all the time, and it's a very, very close relationship. So a lot of times, you know, I kind of laugh. It's, you know, if I can get along with guys and there's a, you know, 4 or 5 hour bus ride and no one says a word and it's still cool, it's a good relationship. you know what I mean?
Now, you've been drumming.
Silence kills you.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, you've been drumming for a long time. That's a very physically demanding role on stage. What do you do to keep at the top of your game? What physical things do you have to do to stay at the top of your game?
Good question. Yes, I swim a lot. I love swimming, so I have a pool. I'm really looking to have a pool, but that really helps me a lot, just really staying in shape that way. And you know, everybody needs to be in better shape, but I really feel like that keeps up my endurance and my physicality. And I try to play at least a little bit every day. I mean, if it's just warming up or doing different exercises or challenging myself, I try to play a little bit every day. And just being mentally is a large part of the game as well. Mm-hmm. Being really positive and being really grateful and understanding that all the different musical experiences that you have just go into a big, gigantic bowl of soup, and it just makes you a better player, a better person. Just it's really important to keep a positive mental aspect of everything you're doing musically as well. And I really strive to do that every day.
Gigi, everybody in show business has their heroes, of course. Mine was Johnny Carson. And Johnny Carson was a drummer when he was much younger.
Yeah, a great drummer. He was
very good. Yeah, I saw him on the Jack Benny Show doing that. His heroes as a kid were Buddy Rich and Louie Belson. Who were your heroes once you took up the drums?
I actually really did like, I liked Buddy Rich, I liked Max Roach, I liked Louie Belson, I liked all those guys. They were obviously a bit before me. But, I mean, heroes like that, it's amazing. Someone posted a drum solo that Buddy Rich did on Facebook a couple of weeks back. And it was just amazing just to see and just to watch, even back then, just the technique and the fluidity and just his musicality, just seeing a guy like that. I have been really lucky to be around great drummers, like I spoke of Nardo Michael Walden, who is one of the greatest drummers of all time. Just incredible if you research him. Then I got to study a bit with Steve Smith from Journey and a lot of different guys like that. I was a big Tower of Power fan, which is another band. So I got to study with the guy that taught him, the drummer in there named David Garibaldi. I studied with a guy named Rich Fongheiser, who was a great, unknown, you know, underrated, incredible drummer that was my hero because he really taught me to read really, really well, you know.
Now,
No, there's so many guys. And, of course, Dennis Chambers. I mean, there's a lot of guys that just influenced me in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
I've seen Fleetwood Mac in concert a couple of times, and Mick Fleetwood is famous for, like, a 10-minute drum solo. Have you ever done those in the arenas and stadiums?
Not 10 minutes. We all had a certain song that we all got to stretch out on, had a solo on a little bit. So we did it in the confines of a song. And so we did it every night, and it was really fun to try to challenge and do something different in your solo aspect a little bit differently every night. And sometimes, you know, I would stand up and play things. It would just depend on how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. I do like drum solos to an extent. I think it's really cool. I like to approach them in a very musical way. So just approaching it in a different manner makes it fun for me. But yeah, 10-minute drum solo, that's a long one.
It is indeed. Gigi Gonaway, thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Sir.
We look forward to seeing you on stage with Drew, with Malin, and with Anton at the Elks Theater here in Prescott on the 27th. Thanks for joining us today. You have a great day.
You have a great day as well, and I hope to see everybody come on down. Thank you.
You bet. We're going to turn the stage back over for about a minute and a half to Anton and Drew. Anton, any final thoughts?
Well, we're preparing our show, and hopefully we can top last year's show.
Be hard to do.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. So, Drew? Yeah.
I would, you know, say the same. I mean, you know, making sure that we're going to do the best show possible. We're working hard for that, and we're going to have a great time. We just appreciate the support. This town is very special when it comes to supporting live music, so we're very grateful for all of that support, and we're going to have a good time.
And how great is it to be on the stage of the Prescott Elks Theater, and those seats are right on top of you?
That's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
It's a great theater. Yeah.
Now, you do a lot of guitar training and classes, right, Drew?
Yeah.
How can our listeners who are interested in learning, how can they contact you for that?
You know, honestly, they can just find me on my Facebook page, just under Drew Hall, and shoot me a message. But
Drew Hall, Anton Teschner, Malin Hawk, and Gigi Gonaway. What a show today. Thanks for joining us, guys. Been a great show on Q&A. Stay tuned. I got some final thoughts coming your way and tomorrow's guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com. Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Celebrate summer with free D-Backs tickets for kids. For the D-Backs Brewers Series, July 18th through the 21st, kids get in free. Visit dbacks.com/kids. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos. The best deal in baseball is the D-Backs Value Pack. Pick any D-Backs game this summer and get a ticket, hot dog, and a Pepsi for just $25. Visit dbacks.com/value. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop into your local Batteries Plus Bulbs store and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
You're listening
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as you may have heard at the start of the show, Rebel Without a Cause is the Tuesday night classic at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. It is, of course, a classic for a lot of reasons. Among them, James Dean, the star of the movie, died about a month before the film was released in 1955. During the filming of the movie, there's a knife fight, and James Dean got angry when the director, Nicholas Ray, stopped the knife fight scene after noticing that Dean had been cut on the ear and was bleeding. Dean told the director, "Don't you ever cut a scene while I'm having a real moment." Now, the empty pool in which the characters sit and discuss their lives, you may have seen that pool before in the Hollywood classic Sunset Boulevard. That pool had been built specifically for Sunset Boulevard as a condition of renting the site from its owner, the former Mrs. J. Paul Getty. All three lead actors, James Dean, Sal Mineo, and Natalie Wood, died prematurely under tragic circumstances. Natalie Wood was first considered too young for the role of Judy. Even though she was the same age as the character, she was at least 5 years younger than the other candidates. She adopted a mature woman's hairstyle, started wearing heavy eye makeup, and really attracted the notice of the director, Nicholas Ray, who was 43, who began an affair with the 16-year-old Natalie Wood, and she got the part. And you wonder why there was a casting couch. Also, the living room of the Starks house, that's James Dean's family, was based on Nicholas Ray's bungalow, which I have been to, by the way, in Los Angeles. He used that in a lonely place. James Dean and other cast members would rehearse there. Dean felt most comfortable at that house that Nicholas Ray used to occupy. So that is Rebel Without a Cause tonight at the Prescott 14 and the Prescott 6 in respectively Prescott Valley and Sedona. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3. Talk of a Town, Chino Valley. I'm sorry, Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley at 4. Then join me tomorrow with my guests Terry Van Rippen for his news show on KQ&A, Health is Wealth, and Dr. Susan Drysdale, who is Thursday's guest speaker for Debbie Stewart's Senior Connection. She'll be talking to us tomorrow about recognizing and treating anxiety in elders. That's Q&A Wednesday at 2, and I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.